Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially ones that are brought to you with support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Joining us today, returning to the program, is Matt Thomas. Matt, how are you today?
It's been a wonderful morning. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's been a rather exciting morning, hasn't it? The return of Matt Thomas to our show. And what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, just last evening I was in this building and had a wonderful concert with Beppe Gambetta with Tidewater Friends of Acoustic Music. And on the drive home, I got a disturbing phone call that my grandmother has renal cancer.
Oh, no.
So I figured it's only appropriate that I play a Chet tune. He battled cancer a lot.
Mm-hmm. And, Chet Atkins.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this tune when he was battling cancer. When he was feeling better, intermittently, he would walk around the house singing, "I'm happy again because I'm healthy again."
Interesting. Okay.
So I want to go ahead and play this tune and send out some good vibes in the world.
Excellent. Here's Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise. Chet Atkins, man, he was a master, wasn't he?
What a wonderful man.
Just amazing. Just amazing. A lot of people think that he was just a country picker, but he really
He led the way for so many guitarists in this world. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today.
Yeah. Well, I know that Tommy Emmanuel is a big fan of his as well, and I guess... I'm so glad that you guys are around to continue this on, because he was just amazing, an amazing musician. And that piece, you say that was that one of the last pieces he wrote, or
how long did he? It wasn't one of the last. It was towards the end, but I think it was in the late 90s.
Well, what else have you been doing lately? You were here last night. You mentioned that at the top of the show. Why don't you mention, you mentioned the guitarist's name, but maybe people don't know who that is.
He's a wonderful flat picker from Italy, and his name is Beppe Gambetta. If you haven't heard him, you need to. Go ahead and check out some of his music, support what he does. He's been around since the 80s, and he's still better than ever. It was very intimidating opening for him.
And this was a show that was put on by Tidewater Friends of Acoustic Music, was it not?
Yes, it was.
First time they've ever done one here, do you think?
I believe so.
At the station?
I believe so. It was nice.
Was it broadcast at all, or it was just held here?
It was just held here.
Very interesting, very interesting. Well, speaking of shows, you've got one today over at the Five Points Community Farm Market.
Yes,
so great that you've agreed to go on over there and play for the brunch crowd at Five Points. They have some great food over there. Have you been to the place?
I have. It was years ago. They had an outdoor music festival, and I played that. I think that was probably 6 or 7 years ago now. So I'm very happy to be back, and I hope that some of you listeners out there will take the journey out on this beautiful day to come listen to some music.
Yeah. Now, you have some new music. I've noticed you've been putting up some videos.
Yep. I've been working diligently on learning how to not only run the studio programs, but also video editing. So myself and Dustin Furlow will have a whole series of new videos coming out.
So you got your own video channel.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Fingerpicking Good Studios.
Is that what it's called?
It is.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. What would you like to play for us now? We were talking with Matt Thomas, by the way.
Well, I'm going to keep that same kind of theme in honoring my grandmother, and I'm going to play a tune that Stephen Bennett wrote.
We know Stephen.
Called the Filtration Blues. Now, it's about kidney issues and...
Oh my!
For those of you listening, renal cancer is cancer of the kidney. So,
well, Stephen had his own bout with that.
He did. He had a transplant and is doing well and playing better than ever. He actually this week released another album. So make sure you go and get that too.
Excellent. Here's Matt Thomas here on Unearthed Sunrise. Thank you. Wow. Under at Sunrise here with Matt Thomas, in with his acoustic guitar today, and brought back memories of Stephen Bennett. So glad to hear he's doing so well, by the way.
Me too.
If you get to speak to him at any time, will you please tell him hello for me?
Gladly.
Because he used to come on the show quite a bit, and I miss him. I hope he's doing all right up there. He's still in Connecticut, is he not? Somewhere?
Yes, he is. He's actually going to be hosting the harp gathering this year in Milford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, I wish you had brought your harp guitar. That is always a cool instrument to have on the radio.
I had fully intended to until the news last night, and I kind of changed my game plan of tunes that I was going to play today.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope your grandmother's going to be okay. I mean, that can be a really tough thing to do.
Time will tell.
Well, I wish her luck, and I tell her that we're thinking about her. So we were mentioning that you are a writer, and have you written stuff lately? Or
I have. Actually, I've got a tune called Incomplete Dominant Traits that I want to play next for you guys, which is the newest video that I have up on YouTube and on Facebook. It's essentially tapping into my Irish roots. I've always known they were there, but I grew up as a kind of tow-headed boy, blonde hair, blue eyes, and then I grew out my beard.
Yeah.
And it was red, and I had no idea why. So I kind of looked into it and did some research, and it's due to incomplete dominant traits.
Interesting.
So I figured I should write an Irish jig-style song.
Interesting. You really think about this stuff, don't you? It's amazing.
Well, a lot of times you got to have something to inspire the song.
Right.
And most of the time it's life events, and that was a very interesting life event.
I guess. Well, we're talking with Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise, and this is, I guess, Incomplete Dominant Traits. Take it away. Thank you. Wow. Andre at Sunrise with Matt Thomas. You know, I could envision Irishmen dancing to that particular song. That was a clogging special.
Me behind your back over here.
I was really getting into that. That was really cool.
Thank you very much, Hunter.
Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we're going to be checking you out at noon over at Five Points Community Farm Market, and you'll play for a couple hours over there for the brunch. You looking forward to that?
Very much so.
Excellent. Well, you need to come out and see this gentleman in person. He'll even sign some autographs for you, won't you? Won't you, Matt?
Of course. I'll sign anything.
Even contracts. You can bring your contracts over. He'll sign a contract for you.
I don't know about that. I forgot my reading glasses.
Well, thanks so much for doing this today. It's been cool.
Well, thank you very much for having me again on the show.